Support for WAMC comes from Proctors, presenting the National Symphony Orchestra of Cuba, featuring pianist Nachito Herrera, October 26th, proctors.org. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is Jake Sorgan with WAMC Sports. Andy Pettitte didn't miss a beat when he took the mound for the first time since breaking a bone near his left ankle on June 27th. The 40-year-old left-hander scattered four hits over five shutout innings in the Yankees' 4-2 victory over Toronto in the opener of a day-night doubleheader in New York. The Yanks also won the nightcap 2-1. Ichiro Suzuki went 7-for-8 in the doubleheader, driving in the winning run in Game 2. The Yankees have a half-game lead over Baltimore in the AL East after the Orioles completed a three-game sweep in Seattle, winning yesterday 3-1. Desmond Jennings hit a two-run triple during Tampa Bay's 7-run sixth inning, and the Rays snapped a four-game losing streak, beating the Red Sox 13-3. Over in the NL, Philadelphia rallied to beat the Mets 3-2 on a two-run home run by Ryan Howard in the ninth. Jimmy Rollins homered for the other Phillies' run. Yankees get one more with Toronto, Boston still in Tampa Bay, and the Mets complete their series with Philadelphia tonight. A person familiar with the negotiations says Major League Baseball is nearing agreements with Fox and Turner Sports on 8-year contracts through 2021 that would likely double the revenue baseball receives from the two networks to about $800 million a year. In the NFL, the Jets say star cornerback Darrelle Revis has been cleared for practice on a limited basis while he continues recovering from a concussion suffered in the season opener. His status for the team's game at Miami on Sunday is uncertain. The Giants will try to extend their record to 2-1 against the Panthers tonight. NFC Player of the Week Hakeem Nicks will miss the game after a foot injury on Sunday, joining running back Ahmad Bradshaw, offensive tackle David Deal, and receiver Dominic Hickson on the Giants' injured list. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.